Welcome back to Tucker Scrimshaw's Fun with Bombings. I'm here with my good friend Matthew. Say hello.
Hello.
We're here today to talk about the bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I think that they shouldn't have bombed those two cities. But Matt, what is your opinion on it?
I feel that they did the right thing in bombing them.
Why do you feel that, Matt?
Because otherwise we would have lost so many more American and Canadian lives.
So you're saying that we would have lost more American and Canadian lives, but do you think that there was ever another alternative to just bombing them? Because we probably would have lost twice as many Japanese lives just from bombing them.
Yeah, but like, if you think the war could still be going if we didn't bomb them, like, you could still be losing lives from it.
True, but like, maybe, like, as an alternative, either we could have just bombed Hiroshima and left it at that, and then did the long scale invasion, because they would have had less troops and less civilians.
Yeah, but
to become troops
with the bombing of Hiroshima, that was only, it was one city, right? And it wasn't a huge military force you took out. It was just scaring the military.
Yeah, but now also,
and they still didn't surrender after that,
that
first bombing.
True, but now like that land is uninhabitable, and it still probably is uninhabitable to this day. Nobody can live there now.
Yeah. But with the invasion, you would have destroyed much more things. Like, there would have been way more, like, it would have been a bigger area.
So, as an alternative, though, to an invasion and a bombing, do you think that there could have been any other way?
Not really. Like, you couldn't do anything else.
You couldn't do anything else. So, now that land is destroyed, nobody can live there, and the animals are all probably messed up now just because of the radiation. So you think that there is no other way that we could have done this besides
no,
bombing?
There's nothing else we could have done.
No other way.
Nothing. Do you have another way?
Try to think another way that we could have done this. Maybe we could have bombed in between the two cities there. Wiped out.
But that still would have done the same thing. It would have had movement.
Maybe we could have tried to aim for the army camps that they had and try and bomb out the military, so we're not affecting a whole bunch of civilians, but we're still getting rid of the army and potentially ending the war.
So that would, but that wouldn't cause fear in the civilians to get them to vote to end the war, and it would still damage the animals that you were arguing in the first one.
Yeah, that's true, but like, even the people that did survive the bombing, so now they would get cancer and whatnot from that.
But they would get there would still be civilians at the military bases.
You do put up a good argument about this, Matt. But I still say that we could have possibly had, and there could always be another way that we could have solved this problem.
Yeah. There probably, you could have solved it a different way, but there was no solution then to solve it a different way.
Like, maybe we could have gone to Japan to try to sort this out and maybe make peace so that the civilians could actually still live there, not get cancer, and the animals would be fine and the war would be over. Do you ever think that we could have gone and made peace?
I don't think they would have surrendered. Like, they wouldn't have wanted to.
Why not?
Because the war has already happened. We've already killed so many of them, and they've killed so many of us. You wouldn't want to just let that go.
I guess so, but still, like I said, there's always another way, and I think going to them and trying to hash it out, even if it didn't work, that's still probably been a better way than just bombing them.
See, but if you didn't bomb them, how many more lives could you potentially have lost? Right, like you could have lost thousands and thousands of more lives than just what the bombs had done.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. You do put up a good argument about that. But still, I'm going to stick with my opinion that we shouldn't have bombed them because it destroyed the land, it destroyed the people, and it destroyed the animals. But you do have some valid points about that, and I do kind of agree with you a bit more about we should have bombed them because there couldn't have been another way. Anyways, I think we're going to end it here. This was another episode of Tucker Scrimshaw's Fun with Bombs. Say goodbye, Matthew.
Goodbye.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.